Hello, this is Lima Burchett. I'm the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and this is the Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to increasing the capacity of nonprofits so that they can do more to improve lives in their communities. Today, I have two guests, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Why don't we start with you, John Presley?
Yes, I'm John Presley with Duke Energy. I'm in our digital transformation area, and I focus a lot on getting ready for these new technologies coming down the path. So electric vehicles, solar, battery, et cetera.
Very interesting. And my second guest is not new to the Aparo Effect podcast, but I will let her introduce herself. Vicky, please.
Hi, I'm Vicki Wixon. I'm the sponsorship manager here at Aparo. I primarily focus on event-based sponsorships, but mostly our connectivity series.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for introducing yourselves and making things easy on me. And today we are gathered in honor of Charlotte's first ever official, by declaration of the mayor, Skilled Volunteer Week. So I'm excited about that. That actually kicks off today, the day that we're recording this podcast. And Vicky, I'm going to ask you to start by talking a little bit about the difference between some of the different ways we engage corporate volunteers. A lot of the stories we tell, our podcasts, our blog posts, our social media posts are around corporate volunteers, skilled volunteers who are doing direct service to our nonprofit partners. Today, our focus is a little bit different. Can you distinguish that difference, Vicki?
Yes, so we have a couple of committees within Aparo internally. The one particularly that I handle is the sponsorship committee, and John Presley is on our committee. And this type of volunteer works directly with Aparo and helps Aparo extend our network and our outreach to other corporate partners. So for John, for example, he helps us extend who we know through who he knows, that helps our network grow. So we bring in several new excuse me, new co corporate partners through John's network every single year with the help of a person like John or any of our sponsorship committee.
Fantastic. Are there other opportunities to support Aparo and volunteer for Aparo outside of that?
We do. We have some other. We also have a. Auction raffle committee that you could volunteer on that would help support Aparo. And we also have a enterprise committee as well.
Great. Thank you so much. And John, there's actually, in addition to the sponsorship committee, another way that you volunteer with Aparo as a board member. Can you tell us a little bit about both of the ways that you engage with Aparo and how it began for you?
I've been an attendee of a lot of the Aparo events probably for a decade plus. Back when I was still young in my career, and have been growing up throughout the years with Duke as well as with Aparo. And it's been a great adventure. I've done some coaching on the side with Aparo, but really, a lot of my activity has been centered around working with vendors and getting to know them. And a lot of them are vendors that we have deep partnerships with today. So I already have a good relationship with these vendors. And they're people I know and respect and enjoy spending time with. So it's great to have another avenue to bring them along and provide service to the community, at the same time as spending time with people that I know and enjoy spending time with. So it's kind of a win-win. But it's culminated this summer. I have joined the board, and the board is a whole new adventure. It requires you to have not only good interpersonal skills, et cetera, but you have to care about the business and the people we serve. And so that's been a new step in all this. And it's again with a group of people, leaders throughout the Charlotte area that you wouldn't have normally gotten access to. And we all care about one common purpose, you know, the community, and building it and building strength in IT within these nonprofits that are so in need of it. So it's kind of a triple win at that point. And so it's been an exciting venture.
Nice. I love hearing that. A triple win. We say that sometimes too. Win, win, win. So that's really nice. Tell me, let's go back in time, if you don't mind. So you did do some direct service work a while back to some of our nonprofit partners. So this is different. So, you know, Vicky distinguished it a little bit. Can you distinguish in your mind how it's different, maybe how it feels different or how it's different in terms of where it fits into your life?
Yeah. You know, when I was, you know, I did a coaching, it was one-on-one, right? It was very about what is John's skills and trying to help out who is around Excel spreadsheets, which if you know me, it's like my oldest passion. So it was really easy to do. And I did it on off hours or lunchtime or whatever. But as I graduated through the system and started attending more of the CIO insights and things like that, I got to meet a lot more people. And I think that there's, you know, to your point, the win-win-win, you know, if you're growing yourself and you're growing your community and you're helping others, you can't say no to that. And it's adding to you and who you are, as well as doing something good. So I really appreciate that part of it, and being able to learn something along the way. You know, the CIO Insights is about teaching and hearing from people without the biases and the, you know, and it's a safe place, right? So people can talk about their business or their issues in a real way that you can understand, as opposed to saying everything's great, we're the best, right? It's a completely different scenario. But it's also an opportunity to help keep the people that are giving and donating, them engaged, and making sure that we have a way to get them what they need, as well as the community.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I want to just pass it back to Vicky. Is what John is sharing, does it resonate with you? Is it similar to what you hear from other volunteers who serve in a way that's similar to the way that John serves?
Yes. I mean, a lot of the volunteers who have done a little bit of both, so both sides of it, the direct service and then the ones that are directly helping us, you know, when you're doing the direct service, it is, you're helping that one nonprofit with your skill or talent. But when you're helping us, I mean, like John, I don't know how to count how many nonprofits he touches daily because of what he does for us, because he's, you know, he's helping us with so much that, you know, it's not just the one nonprofit he's volunteering for at that time. And so that's something we hear a lot. It's nice to be on these committees because there's such a great impact.
Great. I hope that makes you feel good, John. It certainly should. You were referring to like that Excel coaching you were doing and how it was easy. I love it. And that's wonderful. But believe me, like that hour of time that you gave that person, I guarantee it was transformative. So, you know, we really do pride ourselves on having that very broad range of different ways that you can interact with Aparo, and, you know, the low hanging fruit, easy, like this is something that I do at my desk versus something much more complex and time intensive, like the committee that you serve on, being a board member and so forth, and the whole spectrum in between. So John, I wanted to ask you, you were talking about your vendors and vendor relationships that you already have. How's the Aparo sales pitch? You know, I mean, you really are, as you're working as a member of the sponsorship committee, you know, I believe it's a win-win-win. I know you do and Vicky does. Is it, I mean, I hate to use the word sell, but like, is it an easy sell when you're talking about Aparo to these vendors with whom you already have relationships?
So the good problem that I have is that I have had a lot of different vendors support my business areas for throughout the years. And so I have a good network of people for whom I can work with. And so I have long relationships with these people. So it is a much easier conversation. And a lot of times it's, you know, it's dollars out of their hand. So it's in sort of marketing area. And so they have to do some internal advocation for it. And generally speaking, I don't know that there's been but one out of like 30 or whatever that have not been able to sell it internally. And so the work that Aparo is doing in the community, it's just so easy to sell because, you know, we're talking about technology companies doing technology work in the community that we're serving. You know, it's not some big national something or other that, you know, you never know where your money's going. You know where your money's going. It's going local. And it's got a technology bias to it. And if they want to be involved, and some of our vendors want to be involved, right, and do work and are on the board or do community work with Aparo. So it's good. They can see themselves as easy as just sending money or as large as sending money and doing work or serving on a committee or on the board. So you can really find your niche in that. So I think it's an easy sell. Plus, I've met with enough salespeople that now I've learned their tricks and use it against them. So maybe I have an unfair advantage.
Very, very clever. Well, quite a hit rate there that you described. And given your little sales pitch that you just shared, if somebody is listening and is thinking, I should get involved here as a sponsor, Vicki, what would be the best way to get that ball rolling on that?
If anyone would like to sponsor, the best way is reach out to me directly, or you can email development@aparo.org, and we're happy to start a conversation and see how we can get you involved.
Perfect. So development@aparo.org, or reach out to Vicki, and I will share Vicki's email address in the notes of this podcast with our listeners. Fantastic. Thank you so much. So, oh gosh, John, you said something and I wanted to ask you a question about it. Yeah. Okay. Here it is, John. So it's been several years since the beginning of your relationship, with Aparo, where you began as an Excel coach. You probably heard about us somewhere within Duke Energy. Can you tell us if you remember, so what that was like when you first heard about Aparo and what made you think, like, yeah, this is an organization with which I think I'm going to dip my toe in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you go where your passion is. And so, you know, when I was a youngster, I loved Habitat Humanity because it allowed you to build stuff. And I enjoyed DIY and hitting a hammer on a nail. And now that I'm in IT, I love getting out and dusting off my IT outside of the corporate setting. And so it was an easy connection for me. You go where your passion is, and I'm passionate about technology. And this gives you a way to do it in many different ways. Not only have I served in the community, but I've also been on some of the panel discussions talking about the things that I've seen that are good, bad, and ugly. And working with people in the community, and you know, it's a safe spot, right? You know, it's a small setting of people that you can talk with and get to know and feel comfortable to talk about the things that are great, but also the things that are not great. And they can help you on that journey to solve problems that you might be having, because everybody has the same problems. That's the other thing, right? Everybody has the same problems. And so you can find your passion pretty easily in this group. And, you know, getting to work with people like yourself and Vicki and Kim and the whole crew, you know, no one understands what it feels like to be supported and feel welcomed like this group does. And so you know, there's just very few ways of saying there's a downside other than it is a time commitment. But people like Vicki make it so that it's not as big a time commitment as it could be. and take a lot of burden off so that you can find your way to your passion.
Nice. You answered my next question. I was going to ask you what you might say to someone else who asked you, thinking about volunteering at a paro. But you clearly, very clearly answered that. And we do, you know, you made reference to Vicky's role in keeping things organized and, you know, contained and controlled for you. It's definitely something we pride ourselves on, is our role in the volunteer work that we facilitate. And when you are doing direct service as a volunteer, direct service to one of our nonprofit partners, that someone on the APARO team is doing the administrative work, is making sure the project stays on scope, is making sure everyone's communicating clearly and so forth. And so we talk about it a lot on the client services side. It's nice to hear it on the development side, also with Vicky doing that for you. So Vicky, if we have inspired anyone to be interested in volunteering, they can certainly reach out to volunteers at aparo.org, but what if they're more specifically interested in some of the opportunities we've talked about today? Can they reach out to you?
Reach out to me, or they can email development@aparo.org, and we'd be happy to see what kind of volunteering they'd like to do and find the right little spot for them as well. We'd love that.
Great. What kind, for someone who might be interested in serving on a CXO Insights panel or serving on the sponsorship committee, what type of people are we looking for? What type of skill set? What type of experience? What type of background? And tell me a little bit more about the time commitment.
So it truly depends on the committee. John is a little bit of an anomaly on our committee, because most of our sponsorship committee are salespeople who are out in the community and selling day to day and talking to all of, you know, the people they're selling to about APARO. John is sitting and he tells his story to the people selling to him. So his is a little different. So that being said, it really can be anyone. Anyone who has a passion for APARO, I think, is a great fit to anyone who loves to tell our story. For the CXO Insights, it truly depends on the topic, and we look for IT leaders who specialize in that particular topic.
Well, thank you. Please go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the thing that's interesting is that the mix of people that we have, right? It's a lot of the major companies here in Charlotte, and now it's Raleigh and Atlanta. But in our home, we have Ally Bank, we have all the banks, right? Wells and Bank of America, but also American Tire and Krispy Kreme and a whole host of other companies that brings the diversity of thought and problems and solutions. And, you know, it's great for a leader, because there's the CIOs all the way down to the leadership that supports them, but also a lot of technology vendors who've seen a lot of problems too. So it's really just this great mix of people across industries, and looking at through the point of CIO all the way down to manager and salesperson all the way to service people. So it's a neat mix of people that you get to help talk about your issues and your problems, as well as your successes.
Yeah, we definitely thank you for sharing and adding that. We hear a lot that just the networking and getting to connect with so many different kinds of people is a reason why folks come to our events, why they enjoy volunteering with us. We have so many stories of people who've made just career moves just because of that diversity of people that they've met, or have jumped onto a nonprofit board to serve. And yeah, so absolutely. Thank you for bringing that piece up. And I am going to actually wrap us up right here. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The APARO Effect. And please, if you enjoyed listening, subscribe, and we will be back soon. Thank you so much.